Chandler, Joe Flacco has this, you know, kind of Joe cool perception. How much different is he under pressure?
Joe Flacco is a great quarterback, and you know, a lot of people underestimate his speed. He can run the ball, and he can throw the ball as well. So it's my job as a pass rusher to try to contain him.
Do you notice anything different about his game in the playoffs on the road? It seems like he's had tremendous success the last couple of years in the playoffs, different than maybe during the regular season.
Well, not just Joe. I feel like every player, you know, when it's the postseason and when it's this late in the season, I feel like a lot of players have more sense of urgency. And like I said in the previous interview, mistakes can't be limited, but they have to be eliminated. So, you know, at this point in the season, you want to be perfect. And, you know, Joe Flacco has been pretty perfect late in the season.
Shannon, can you describe the challenge of defending their boot action? They do that a lot, and also play action in their passing game, how they do it effectively.
Yeah, they do a good job of protecting Joe. You know, they have a lot of guys in protection and they send a few guys out on routes, and they're pretty effective at it. Like, they got both Smith, Torrey, and Steve, and they do a good job of being efficient with that whole concept of the play-action pass.
Pause 1 second, guys, just so the locker room is going to open. I just want to give a chance for those to clear out who want to go to the locker room, so it's not a big interruption.
When it's cold like this, does the ball come out, or do you go after the ball a little bit more as a defensive player?
You know, the weather really doesn't matter. You know, when you're playing football, you know, sometimes you're playing in rain, sometimes you're playing in snow, and sometimes it's nice and sunny, or it's like cold like it's going to be on Saturday. So the biggest focus is out executing the X's and O's.
Chandler, how itchy are you guys to get out there when you consider you haven't had a really meaningful game since the week, I guess 16 games, so it's been probably 3 weeks since you played meaningful football.
I don't use the term meaningful football. You know, every opportunity that you get, you know, like the last time we played in Buffalo, it's great. It's a great opportunity, and itchy, you can use the word itchy as far as, you know, playing. Personally, I want to play. I'm excited. I can play tomorrow if I could. So, you know, we'll see, and we're ready for Saturday.
You said the weather doesn't affect you, so are you excited and looking forward to getting out there and practicing in this weather today?
I'm heading out and practicing probably about 10 minutes, so I'm excited to go out there and practice.
The weather doesn't bother you, blisteringly cold conditions?
We practice in every day. Yeah.
Did you ever practice in Syracuse outside?
Sometimes. We had the Carrier Dome at home, so but when we had away games that were probably will be cold, we will go out and practice outside. So.
Drawing upon those experiences in this?
Yeah. A little similar, definitely.
When you do play in cold weather like this, how much of it is the mentality that you're determined not to let the cold affect you?
I feel like, you know, our coaches, Coach Belichick and everyone around the organization, they do a good job of prepping the players to play in this weather. And I feel like practicing in it is good. And you know, like I said, we've been in it every day, and it's nothing new.
You talked about it just a little while ago, but the zone blocking scheme, the cut blocks, and their stretch run. What do you have to be aware of, especially you, when you're setting the edge, when you are playing on the edge?
Aware of everything, just the state of being aware. You know, knowing when a guy's, his pads are a little lower than usual, maybe might indicate that he's getting ready to cut you. So just playing aware in general. So that's something that you do have to look out for.
Chandler, if you could use one word to characterize the mood or the vibe in the locker room and at practice, what would it be this week?
Well, personally, I would feel like just winning. That's our biggest focus, and that's my biggest focus. You know, no matter how you do it, it could be ugly, it could be pretty, but at the end of the game, you just hope to win.
Jeremy, talk about being aware of cut blocks. Does that mean you have to play lower? Do you have to use your hands more to ward off the cut block?
I feel like that goes back into the state of just being aware of what the guy across from is about to do. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the coaches doing a good job of preparing you guys. Is it more mental, the fact that they put you out there all the time, or is there much of it the physical aspect of learning how to deal with a cold ball and, you know, things of that nature?
Well, personally, I feel like it's a bit of both, mental and physical. I feel like the mind and the body works together. You know, if you get guys kind of like, oh, I'm out here and I'm freezing, then, you know, kind of your body feels the same way. So I feel like it's a bit of mental and physical. So, you know, being out here and practicing it is good for our team.
How much do you feel that gives you a home field advantage, given that you practice in it and then play the same?
Not too big on, you know, I mean, it's good to be out here in front of our fans, but basically I feel like in order for us to win this game, we have to execute our X's and O's and we have to play our best football.
As much as you're focused on your game and also over the weekend, your potential opponent, how much have you
is invested in what Arthur's doing right now. You guys, once again, are kind of on parallel paths in the postseason.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, I feel like it's a one-game week when you're playing the postseason, so you have to focus on your task at hand and then move on the next week as you approach them. That's it. Thanks, guys.